Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Now, we will keep an eye on traffic. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, keeps an eye on the archives and makes everything glued together for us, so we appreciate that. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom as well. He's going to be reporting soon on the big football games this weekend, the Chicoutimi and the Southern games, who they're playing, and he'll set the scene for those particular games. In the studio with us now, Ben Hayes is here. He's the program director for the Watershed Sciences and Engineering group at Bucknell University. Bucknell University is way, way, way out front on the cutting edge of making sure that watersheds and rivers and communities and our built-out community and the Chesapeake Bay are all studied, monitored, that the sociology of the communities are all brought up and talked about. The urban studies is part of this, and of course they tie in the arts and sciences and humanities and even poetry. So I'll tell you what, it's such a tremendous asset in our area. Thanks for your leadership there in this area, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the kind words, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Must be easier to get up in the morning when you know you're part of the solution and you're working to make sure that the river and the bay and these towns are brought up and talked about and solutions are sought out. Well, the Susquehanna River Symposium is coming up. Which symposium? How many has Bucknell done so far?
This is the 14th symposium, and it began in 2006, shortly after the formation of what we call the Susquehanna River Heartland Coalition for Environmental Studies. And that's a group, it's just a wonderful group. It includes now seven universities, all that are along the banks of the Susquehanna River or its major tributary, Juniata. And they gather together pretty regularly, but the mission of that group was to connect the universities, their faculty and their students, with local watershed group conservancies and state and federal agencies all working together towards a sustainable Susquehanna and Chesapeake Bay. And it's just been wonderful over the last, will be the 14th year. It's hard to believe. And so we're excited about it. The symposium will be coming up here in shortly over a week on Friday, October 18th. And Saturday the 19th, and it's free and it's open to the public, and in fact that's our primary goal. It's just to draw people together from all walks of life who share a common interest in our rivers, our watershed, the communities, and sort of the connections therein. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk a little bit about that. But it offers a time and a place where you, the public, your listening audience, can interact with some of the students and the faculty, see some of the projects underway by consulting and other professionals, maybe talk to the regulators and see what's some of the issues they're struggling with. So
I could talk to a DEP person or a Bucknell professor or one of these good consultants that's helping out in the local watershed group or anyone in between.
That's right. And I think whether you're a farmer in the area, if you're a planner, or if you're just a resident in the local town, we're really excited about this year's theme. It's called Healthy Rivers, Healthy Communities. And that's a large word, health, and it could imply a number of different things. But in the context of this symposium, and what we're emphasizing is one aspect of health is how resilient we are. I mean, I think about my own life, to be able to take a sudden change in my environment or my work situation or my home life. The same holds true with communities, where if they're next to the river or if it's a rural agricultural community that relies heavily on a local stream or an aquifer that's connected to the river, if there's a sudden change in that, be it a flood or a drought or a progressive change in the water quality, say a decline in that, that will really affect the resiliency, the ability of that community to adapt economically and whatnot. And so this is a chance for us to talk about some of the issues that we have, and we're bringing in some experts. I'm excited about it. They're not all just academics. We're bringing in some consultants who do meaningful work in some of the communities like Lititz and Lancaster County, coming up with some very innovative solutions to things like stormwater management, which is, I think I just heard just a few moments ago on your program, Mark, you were talking about flooding and some of these issues. And I think we all know in the last 2 years, there's just been a lot of floods in these areas. How do we handle that? And we don't have necessarily the economic resources to improve our stormwater systems. Maybe your listeners have heard of that term, combined stormwater overflows. What it means is that during intense rainfall runoff events, which we often see in the fall or when the hurricane's here, I think many of your listening audience may remember Hurricane Agnes. Well, we certainly remember Tropical Storm Lee. Those events occurred in 72 and in 2011, respectively. And the images of when I was down on the Isle of Kew collecting water quality samples and helping residents get out of the way of the floodwaters of Tropical Storm Lee, or up in the northern tier on Fishing Creek and whatnot, those communities are really impacted by flooding and also the water quality that comes out. And so we're excited to have a place where we can talk about those issues, but more importantly, look for solutions and all work together.
Well, you got a great panel of people coming. You got the Pennsylvania Water Resources Research Center, which I'll let you define them in a moment. You got Ann Passeri Swanson coming. She's a rock star in this particular field. You know, she is to the bay what Greta Thunberg is to the earth, and I just think that's a fabulous coup to get her in.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Ann is one of our nation's leading environmental experts, and she is
chair of the Chesapeake Bay Commission.
Yes, she's the executive director of the Chesapeake Bay Commission, which is a tri-state legislative body, and she's devoted her career to helping improve not only the Chesapeake Bay, which is our nation's largest estuary and is worth billions of dollars in jobs and revenue that relies on the fisheries and the recreation and all those areas, but also the Susquehanna, which is the primary contributor of fresh water, as well as some of the things that the river carries down with it, like nutrients and sediment to the Chesapeake Bay. And I have the highest regard for Ann and her staff. Morrell King is here in the Pennsylvania section. It also includes Maryland and Virginia, and they're all working with practical solutions to reduce the amount of pollutants to the river and to help ensure a healthy Susquehanna and a healthy Chesapeake Bay.
We are talking about the Susquehanna River Symposium that's coming up at Bucknell University. Healthy Rivers, Healthy Communities. It's next to Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th. Most of the activities on Friday are centered towards the late afternoon and evening and into the night, and then Saturday during the morning and into mid-afternoon or so. Free and open to the public. If the public attends, there's free refreshments. There's a lunch associated with this. I believe that's free of charge.
Correct? It is free. Okay, all events are free.
Right, and the public is invited. So if you have an interest in stormwater, you're monitoring this in your town, a lot of folks are trying to make sure that their properties are stormwater neutral in terms of how the water runs off. If you draw drinking water from the river, if you've heard about microplastics or intersexing or pharmaceuticals, or you just enjoy fishing from the banks of the Susquehanna River occasionally, you'll hear information that will relate to your interest in here.
That's right. I love to fish on the Susquehanna, as many of your listeners do, and I just cherish the river for not only its natural beauties, but also all the aquatic life that's in there. And we're very pleased this year that we'll have Jeff Smith. He is the Susquehanna River biologist in the Division of Fisheries Management for the Pennsylvania Fish Commission, and his co-author of a presentation, Dr. Megan Shaw. She's a fisheries biologist at Penn State Hazleton. Those are two of our leading experts on things like smallmouth bass. They've led the study on that, on the endocrine disruptors that affect our fisheries in there, but as well as the catfish and all the issues. And they'll be giving a talk I love the title. It says, "It Takes a Village, Using Collaboration and Interdisciplinary Science to Unravel the Complex Dynamics of the Susquehanna River Fishery." So it's a great time to come and talk to us. After that talk will be on Saturday morning from 9:45 to 10:15 a.m. All the events will kick off at 9 a.m. on Saturday. You can come for a light breakfast and self-guide yourself through all the posters that will be presented the evening before. We have over 140 authors, faculty, and students, as well as some of the regulators and private consultants who will be presenting their projects and their research as poster exhibits on Friday night.
140 posters? Is that a record?
140 authors with on over 70 posters, Mark. That's in the Terrace Room, and that'll be from 8 till 10 p.m. And there's an evening social, so come join us for that. The room is just vibrant with all the excitement of these young kids. And over the years, I never ceased to amaze, and I'm sure you do too, Mark, when you see the quality and the caliber of their work, but also just the enthusiasm. And it just gives you hope, really, for the future of this wonderful watershed. In addition to Jeff and Megan talking about fish, we're very pleased to have speakers from the Penn State Initiative for Resilient Communities. So if you're a planner, if you're a resident in some of the river towns, especially Sealands Grove, which this group is undergoing a study on how to improve the resiliency of Sealands Grove, which is so prone to flooding along the issue, it includes a diverse team of psychologists, sociologists, engineers, climatologists, landscape architects, and planners, and they'll be talking about all these challenges that are related to flood risks along communities in the Susquehanna. And I love the river towns, from Renovo down to Sunbury and Sealands Grove up to Owego and all the towns in Binghamton on the North Branch. And so there's something for everybody here. A third plenary speaker will be, we're very pleased to have Kelly Gutshaw. She is the president of Land Studies and their chief water resources engineer, Justin Spangler. They have done remarkable work in a lot of the towns in the southern part of the watershed and along the Chesapeake Bay, where they take channels and they restore the floodplain that captures and filters all the stormwater, and it's really increased the real estate values and the overall aesthetics of those towns. They'll be talking about that issue as well.
And we're going to talk a lot more about this and dig into some of these specific workshops and continue to talk about some of the issues facing the river and the communities and the solutions that a lot of which have been identified, and some of them are starting to be implemented. We have the man in the know here, Ben Hayes, Program Director of Watershed Sciences and Engineering at Bucknell University, bucknell.edu/river-symposium. We'll be back at 7:40 with more info.
News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
48 degrees right now at WKOK. Looks like we're going to have a nice day. Radar shows precipitation's a long way from here right now, all centered in southeastern Pennsylvania right now. In the studio with us now, Ben Hayes is here, Program Director for Watershed Sciences and Engineering at Bucknell University. Bucknell's been all over the Susquehanna River, so to speak, making sure that the river's brought up, talked about, research, zones implanted, and currents monitored, and sediment and dissolved oxygen studied and quantified, and research held and intersexing talked about. You guys were talking about intersexing long before it was hip. That was what, probably in 2007, 2008, you started that conversation way ahead of everyone else. Susquehanna River Heartland Coalition for Environmental Studies used Bucknell University the first year to make sure that the first Susquehanna River Symposium was held in 2006. 14 years later, symposium continues.
Indeed it does. And we were talking earlier about, I'd like to recap it for your audience. It will be next Friday, October 18th, starts at 7 p.m. All the events are held in the Elaine Langone Center on the campus of Bucknell. So when you come in the entrance, that's Moore Avenue. You just take Moore Avenue straight till you come to 7th Street. It's that large building right there at the intersection. The events start at 7 p.m. It's free and it's open to the public. And in fact, it's oriented to the public, where we'd like them to have an opportunity to engage the students and the faculty and all the many different conservancies and watershed groups and social groups and that come here. I want to mention mention briefly the exhibits, but it begins at 7 on Friday night and with a keynote address from Ann Swanson. She's the executive director of the Chesapeake Bay Commission. She'll be speaking from 7:30 to 8 p.m. And then immediately following, we go over to the Terrace Room on the same floor of the Elaine Langone Center, where we're going to see over 70 posters from 15 different universities and other watershed groups and agencies, including DEP and the U.S. Geological Survey, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Survey, and Geisinger will all be presenting some of their projects and research from 8 till 10. Those posters will stay up throughout the weekend. So the events continue on Saturday. All the conversations that start on Friday night continue on Saturday. We talked about the plenary addresses and the breakout sessions that occur in the morning. They are between 9 a.m. and 10:30, and then there's a break in the breakout discussions, and they'll be talking about community resilience. They'll be talking about fisheries management. They'll be talking about stormwater management and revitalizing downtowns, both aesthetically as well as the connections between the communities and their small stream and rivers. So it includes things like flooding, but it also includes other things, the sociology and stuff. The rivers are very important for not only recreation, but also for food and spiritual values that they have and the emotional things. And we cherish these rivers and these small streams, so that's a chance. In the afternoon, there will be some oral presentations, and I'd like to point out some that would be fun.
Please.
We have a sociologist, for example, Carl Miloski from Bucknell University, will be sharing about his work with community nonprofit groups around and institutions around central Pennsylvania to create a network that can collaborate on specific projects, be them prisons, be them a variety of community interaction projects. And then he'll be talking about how to mobilize those community networks. We'll be talking about the Spring Creek Watershed, a case study where that deals with stormwater issues as well as water quality and how they impact those towns. We'll be talking about the price of water. We have economists talking about how much water we pay for water and how effective it is in reducing restrictions during droughts. Very fascinating topic to explore. We have folks that are looking at shrub willows. That's a commonly used for biofuels, and it's a very aggressive thing as an alternative for riparian buffers down in Sinking Spring, for example. That professor's coming up from Alvernia University to talk about that. If you love fish and you love wildlife, we have lots of folks from that. We have the exhibits from the Pennsylvania Amphibian and Reptile Survey. It's a fascinating one, as well as the Middle Susquehanna River Keeper, the Merrill Lynn Conservancy, the Chesapeake Conservancy, the Chesapeake Bay. We have the American Dairy Association Northeast. Absolutely wonderful group to talk to learn about things. I always learn new things about what the good things that our dairy industry is doing to improve not only the conservation, but all the sustainability of our farms and that valuable economic resource to us. We have Tom Hughes, who oversees the PEMA, that's the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. Those guys are very important to us. They come in and help us during these extreme floods. And Tom has wonderful stories to tell, and he always has a good exhibit there at the basin. We have the Greenway Partnership, and we have the Susquehanna River Basin Commission. This is a chance for you as the public to learn more about what they do. And I also like to say ways to get involved as we engage the community in meaningful ways. I certainly personally have been blessed by my participation in groups like the Conservancies and Trout Unlimited. My family has enjoyed that. My children have enjoyed that. So please, please know that everyone is welcome to come to us Friday, October 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And one of the important points is that you'll be able to interact with the executive director of the Chesapeake Bay Commission.
Yes.
If you so desire to. You'll be able to talk to the head of PEMA, the folks leading the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, some of the folks that are working on making sure that communities are resilient, folks that are ultra-informed on what's happening on the Isle of Cue in terms of making that community flood-proof in the century ahead. Really, the complexity of the interactions to the communities and the river, the issues that are facing the communities and the river, and the solutions that have been identified, all brought up and talked about and accessible experts at this public event.
That's right, Mark. I'm glad you pointed that out. In the early years of the symposium, for the first 10 years, we had so much to talk about and share about the natural sciences and the importance of the pollution and the hydrology and the flood events. But as the issues became more and more confounding, the tension between try to find solutions, that is, to some of our problems, we've learned that we need to expand the conversation to include the public, the humanities, the social sciences, the community leaders, people of spiritual value. We have Sid Jameson from the Cayuga Iroquois Nation also introducing and actually welcoming, giving us a Native American perspective on Saturday morning.
So that means they're coming back because they've been here before, and Native Americans was brought up and talked about 10 years ago.
Yes, we're very pleased to involve the indigenous people every year in our symposium, and there have been certain symposiums where they've been the actual theme of the area, because this is their land, and we have much to learn about from their culture and their legacy and their history about how to live sustainably so that...
I remember one real quick anecdote at the Native American discussion that was 10 years ago. I believe a river in New York had a section with an unusually shaped island with an unusually shaped mound and a crevice in the middle, and they showed pictures of it over the centuries, and today somebody built a house on it and put their shed on top of the mound, but it turns out it was a sacred holy ground, was carved out by Native Americans centuries ago, and this unusual landscape was all, you know, part of a confluence of native tribes that use that island as a meeting place. So, you know, and today it's a place to keep the mower.
There's a lot about plants, meadows, and forests as well. So we're not focused just on the river. We're focused on the entire watershed, the connections between the landscape and the river and our towns. The public may be interested to come, those of you who remember and lived in this area during Hurricane Agnes. I did. I was 12 years old down in Lancaster County. I remember helping my neighbor move the cows up onto higher ground because they were stranded in the water and they needed to be milked. Well, next year will be, if my math serves me right, Mark, I think it'll be about the 48th year since Hurricane Agnes hit in the summer of 72. And that was a staggering flood. It remains the flood of record throughout most of the watershed. $2 billion in property damage. Nearly 50 lives were taken. And more than 200,000 people were left homeless. And we have a new initiative started through Dr. Andrew Stuhl in the Department of Environmental Studies and Sciences. It's called Agnes Revisited, and he'll have a booth there here where he wants to interview those of you who were in the public. And actually, this will be a theme of discussion on campus next year through our new Humanities Center. And those storytelling, understanding that, is very important. So please come and feel free. That booth will be there on Friday night as well as all day Saturday.
Details of the Susquehanna River Symposium, please, in a minute.
Are available online at www.bucknell.edu/river symposium, all one word.
And you can see all the details next Friday the 18th starting at 7:30, and then Saturday morning starting at 8:30 with a breakfast and just tons of knowledge. And your refreshment is free, so the coffee and your lunch is free on behalf of Bucknell University. So thank them for that. And Pennsylvania Water Resources Research Center is going to be there. Stormwater, microplastics, fish, intersection, all of the stuff going to be brought up and talked about. Ben Hayes, Program Director, Watershed Sciences and Engineering at Bucknell University.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for coming in.